It was another frigid morning across the Northeast with temperatures falling to zero or well below. It was zero at Albany, two below zero in Poughkeepsie, and 10 below zero in Burlington. We had some pockets as cold as 25 below zero in portions of the Adirondacks. So you can argue temperatures have warmed up considerably. We're about 20 to 30 degrees milder than those morning lows right now, with daytime highs running in the teens and 20s. The normal high at Albany is 40, so we are falling well short of that mark once again today, and today we'll end up going in the books about 20 degrees below normal. And out of the last 39 days at Albany, we've had 37 of those days below normal. We've had one day exactly normal and only one day above, and that happened to be Wednesday. And we will see a little bit of a warming trend over the weekend, as temperatures should bounce back into the 30s both Saturday and Sunday. So it won't be as cold as today, but again, with normal highs in the low 40s now, we are likely to still fall short of that mark as we work into the weekend. And don't forget, this is the weekend where we move to daylight saving time, so don't forget to set your clock ahead 1 hour before you go to bed tomorrow night. In terms of any sensible weather, precipitation, there's not a great deal in the forecast over the next couple of days. We will see a disturbance approach from the northwest tonight, so while we have a mainly clear sky right now, we'll start to see some clouds roll in. By the way, temperatures tonight won't be as cold as last night. We should be generally above zero, with single digits to around 10 on average across the area. And then into the day tomorrow, that disturbance will work overhead, so we'll see more clouds than today, and we will have the chance to see at least some snow showers as we go through the day. Best chance will be in the mountains, but even in the valleys, we could see a few flakes fly. Temperatures tomorrow will be near 30 degrees. On Sunday, we should be up into the 30s, and we should hold that trend into Monday. Again, there are no big storms in the forecast, at least over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. And for tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, chance of a snow shower, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. And for tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, especially in the mountains, with highs in the 30s. And on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.